Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When it comes to cancer treatment, radiation therapy has long been a mainstay. But as alternative treatments emerge, doctors are increasingly either skipping radiation or using less. And recent studies show that outcomes are similar in treating certain early-stage cancers. Angus Chen has been reporting on this. He is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Angus, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Now, in the cancer toolbox, Angus, radiation has long been at the center, next to the tool of surgery, the tool of chemotherapy. But you write that things are changing. In what types of cases, what types of cancers does it make sense to skip radiation?
You know, if you have like a really aggressive cancer or something that's like already metastasized, that's really spread over the body, then radiation is definitely on the table. You know, you want to do as much as you can for that patient. But in other cases where, you know, it's an earlier tumor, like an early stage tumor, something that looks less aggressive, lower risk kinds of cancers, doctors have sort of thought, well, you know, if this patient responds really well to chemotherapy or they respond really well to surgery and other modalities of the treatment, then maybe we can do less somewhere else. And sometimes that other place is radiation.
And as I was trying to read up quickly here, I came across some additional reporting suggesting certain kinds of cancers where it might make sense. Earlier stage lymphoma, breast cancer, thyroid cancer. Anything, you know, from your reporting to add to this list?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a long list of different types of cancer. The way research in oncology kind of works is like piecemeal. Each trial kind of looks at one particular subtype of a type of cancer, like one kind of breast cancer or one kind of renal cancer. And in many, many different cancer types, there have been trials that show in certain settings, you know, you might be able to have the option of not doing radiation. So you said a few of them, you know, renal cancer is another one of them.
And I guess help us understand how medicine has arrived at this point. What I mean is, do we have more long-term data to see when radiation works or doesn't work? Do we understand tumors better or know better how they'll react to radiation? Or perhaps if they're surgery, are surgeons better at knowing if they've taken all the cancer out so then we can skip radiation?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why we are at this point where we can think about stepping down radiation in this way or omitting it entirely is because medicine and cancer has progressed so much in the last couple of decades. You know, we have better ways of staging these tumors. We have better ways of treating them. You know, we have more effective medicines and better ways of seeing if the tumor has responded, you know, to those medicines. These kinds of things were not possible like 3 decades ago, but now they are. And because of that, we can think about stepping down treatment in other places like radiation.
So Angus, quick personal story. I had cancer in my left shoulder decades ago. And after the surgery, the doc said, you know, we could give you radiation, but the benefits might well be zero as far as your life expectancy, as far as the cancer coming back or not. But the costs are going to be high because we know it's going to limit the use of your shoulder, you know, for the rest of your life. When you think of the side effects that radiation can have on cancer patients that we're trying to avoid here, what are we talking about? You mentioned toxicity. I mean, what do we mean?
So the toxicity is usually like some pain or irritation at the site of the radiation. In some cases, it can cause like blood count abnormalities. Also, depending on where the radiation happens, it can have more serious side effects. So there's a bunch of different medical toxicities that can be associated with radiation. And then, of course, there's like time and the cost, like the financial cost, which can vary.
Finally, Angus, is the reality still that doctors and patients will make individual decisions? I can imagine a patient saying, you know what, doc, I want as much as you can give me for this cancer. I can handle it. If there's a chance that radiation can extend my life, if there's a chance it will reduce it coming back, I kind of want as much as you can give me. And in those cases, maybe they'll err on the side of radiation?
Yeah, I think there's cases like that. But I think what's really cool about this is doctors can offer patients different pathways to treatment. So, you know, in the past, if you only had one way to treat cancer, that's all you got, right? But now we have actually really good radiation techniques. We also have really good medicines. So take breast cancer, for example. In breast cancer, we now have endocrine therapy. We have hormonal therapy that people take after surgery to make sure they don't get a recurrence of the disease. Some people have a really hard time staying on that drug because the side effects can be really severe. For those types of patients, you might want to do radiation because you can't have the medicine. And other patients may not want to do the radiation. They might want the medicine instead and take it for, you know, several years. Having these options is only good for oncology. It's only good for cancer patients because you can kind of choose what fits you best as an individual and pursue that path towards curing, hopefully, your cancer.
We have been talking to Angus Chen, reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Angus, thanks again.
Thanks, Scott.